Hey guys, it's Greg and Corey with the Shooter's Mindset here. Obviously, Jennifer's not here, so I'm trying to do my best to do her and me at the same time. So our special guest of the hour today is Varick, who just came off of his win in juniors division at the IPSC Shotgun World Shoot. So congrats on your wins, and let's take a moment to kind of introduce yourself to our viewers for those who are not familiar with you.
Hi, I'm Varick Bizey from Northern Minnesota. I'm a 17-year-old, mostly three gunner that I started shooting when I was 12, and since then I branched out into all sorts of action shooting sports, USPSA, long range. I really enjoy doing just anything in the shooting world, and this year I jumped into the IPSC shotgun, and I intend to continue doing that moving forward.
That is awesome. So I could kind of take a guess at what your answer to this question is going to be. But when we used to have a whole bunch of three gunners on this show back in the day, we'd always ask everybody, what is your favorite of the three guns? So what's your favorite?
I would have to say shotgun. I was leaning on my shotgun pretty heavy in three gun just because it was a lot of fun and it was one of those things I could practice a lot at home. During the winter, I could do dry fire and practice reloads in the house. And then when I heard about IPSC shotgun, that was a big part of the reason why I wanted to do it is because of how much I enjoy shooting a shotgun at three gun. And then I got to go over there and do that. And it's a different game, but I really enjoyed doing it.
It is an absolute blast. I'd also say that shotgun was probably my favorite part of three gun back in the day. And one of the biggest reasons why I got out of it is because our local matches went to a two gun format because the shotgun's hard. We don't like the shotgun. It's all about reloading, blah, blah, blah.
That don't sound like that.
I actually sounded exactly like you.
Feel attacked. Where's Jen?
She's on my side on this. She's the one that taught me how to quad load.
She would defend me on this.
She would not.
I sent her a video of me quad loading, sir.
Oh, I actually had so funny story on that. For those of you that don't know, Jennifer has her own YouTube channel from way back in the day. And I think it's Glitter Britches Three Gun or Glitter Britches.
You did not.
And somebody bought up her YouTube page. I think it was at my last match. He's like, yeah, I remember I learned how to quad load off of her YouTube page.
Oh, that's right. Because she used to do those videos for who's the shotgun guys? Nordic, was it
No,
that made
no.
the caddy? No.
No, I feel so bad. Because I don't remember the name either, because it's been since I just found out since 2018 since I've actually shot the shotgun.
Yeah, it wasn't Invictus, but anyways.
Yeah, so somebody bought up like recently that her quad loading videos were still out there and he learned how to quad load with it. So anyway, back to Varick. What got you interested in competitive shooting?
When my dad got out of the military in 2018, he had always kind of looked at it and he started showing me videos and I thought it'd be a lot of fun. So he said for my birthday, if I wanted to, he'd give me a belt and we'd go and give it a try at just a local point series match. And I went there for my first time, had no idea what I was doing. I have some videos from back then. It's kind of hard to watch, not gonna lie. Went there and it was a lot of fun. Some of the pros helped me out a lot. Actually, some of the local pros at one point, I have a video of them. I was completely lost and they grabbed me by the shoulders and shifted me over and pointed at target and said, shoot that one. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I love our sport helping out new shooters and, being there and not being, oh no, you can't help. It's somebody trying to learn. Help the kid. So that's awesome. So besides for shooting, is there anything else you're doing in the industry right now?
I'm working with a couple sponsors that have helped me throughout the last couple of years with shooting. I've built some trophies for a few matches and try and help out where I can. Helped RO a few local major matches and just try and help wherever I can, like I said, but nothing too much.
But that's really good. I think, you know, especially seeing someone as young as yourself, you know, giving back to the industry, that's really awesome of you. And, you know, that's how our industry is going to get better if we all kind of chip in and, you know, do something somewhere to make the match better for somebody else new coming in.
For sure. Varick, do you actually have any interest in working in the industry? Because, I mean, you're a junior now and you're finishing up high school, right? Through your parents are teaching you?
Yep. Well, so I've
Okay.
been homeschooled for most of my life. This year I started doing PSEO program, so that's college while you're finishing up high school.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, I do intend to do something in the industry. I intend to keep shooting for the rest of my life, and I want to do something in the industry that allows me to both do that and help other people do that. So I'm definitely want to do something where I'm working in the firearms industry or alongside of it.
Yeah, that's cool. What kind of classes are you taking? You doing engineering, marketing, just general stuff?
A few generals, but mostly on CAD CAM software designing.
Okay, nice.
So that explains the comment that I just saw. That's what had me distracted over there trying to look at the comments. Someone said you make awesome metal flags.
Yeah, I've done a couple of them. This year, I might know who was that put that comment up. This year, I did built a my first actual 3D metal flag. So I built the waves into it as well.
Oh,
But a lot of them have
nice.
been 2D boxes with lighted background.
That is awesome. There's some absolutely sick metal flags out there. Is that one you built back behind you?
Yeah, that one I built for Memorial 3 again a couple years ago.
Very cool. That looks
So
awesome.
that one was one of the test pieces that I turned out pretty good, but I had to change a little bit on the lettering, so I got to keep it for myself.
Oh.
That's kind of cool. That's a really good talent to have, and it's something that's always in demand. There's always looking for somebody with skills like that, especially in our industry. Somebody that could step in and, you know, do something in CAD, do something in CAM, because it's a lot easier to, you know, draw something down and here, I don't have any time, but make this CAD. And we'll cut it, bend it, weld it, whatever it may be. So that is awesome. So going into World Shoot, what were your goals and expectations that you had set for yourself?
Going to World Shoot, my goal was I want to be top five in overall, well, in men's standard division, open division, correction, and top 10 overall. I was able to make both those goals. And then as I got into the match, I knew if I kept my head on straight and things fell into place, I could make podium. I had a couple little malfunctions and brain fades that got me out of the top. Out of the podium, but I still stayed within that top five and was able to secure a junior overall win. So I was really happy with that.
So do you have that same thing that I have where the timer sometimes has the same effect as the little flashy thing for Men in Black?
Not really. I used to really bad. I've kind of gotten over that though. A lot of it was like throughout the match, I pulled two no shoots, which isn't a lot, but they were both on shorter courses, and it was just as I went into it, I had a little hitch at the beginning of the stage, and I was trying to rush through it, so I swept past a no shoot, and both of them were pattern dead center of it. There was no edge hits.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was a
So you mentioned no shoots, right? IPSC shotgun is obviously a lot different than what we do kind of here in the States in three gun. How did you train for the shotgun world shoot? Kind of walk me through your normal practice.
So the month leading up to IPSC World Shoot, I just got back from a 5 week on the road of shooting matches. So
Okay.
I got home, put the guns away, went just straight to shotgun shooting, worked a lot of tight no shoots with an extra full choke, and
Okay.
working just really tight barricades, doing manipulations, reloads, practicing shooting left-handed, all the weird stuff that I saw from years prior. So I just went back and took Scott Green videos, Josh Raelich's videos, talked with Mike and Lance from Dissident about things that they had seen before, and did a lot of the just super tight no shoots and worked from there really.
Okay. So I guess the big thing with IPSC is the 3-2-1 format with the three short courses, the two medium, and the one large course, right? So for people that don't know, that means you could have eight targets on a stage, and it could be, I mean, it could be an eight target stage, but it could also take you 10 seconds to do it because of kind of how they set up the targets and where it is. Yeah, so more really, really technical shots. Not so much hosing. You're not, popping mini poppers at 7 yards. What was kind of like a far shot that y'all took?
I would say a far shot for bird shot was probably 20 yards.
Okay.
Most of them
But this.
were probably within 12 yards, but it was just really tight no shoots was a big part of the match.
Okay. And the no shoots are a pretty significant penalty if the, even if you get a pellet on them, that's how they score it, right?
So for any of the steel targets, it's fall to score.
Okay.
But any of the like buckshot no shoots, every pellet was a no shoot. Same with slugs.
Right. That's fun.
Yeah.
So how much did you dry fire? Because I know you probably started your practice by walking outside to your backyard range, but did you dry fire as well?
Yeah, so this year, well, every year, about 85% of my practice has been dry fire. Just because it's cheaper, I can do it in my
Really?
living room, I can do it anywhere.
Okay.
Dry fire. I had the opportunity in fall to go down and spend some time with Mike and Lan from Dissident before
Okay.
the Vortex shootout in Texas.
Oh,
And
nice.
Mike, they were both able to help me get some. Just practice drills to set up on the range and in dry fire. So I did a lot of those because Minnesota weather isn't always fun. So I do a lot of dry firing in the living room. Drives my mom
Okay,
crazy
yeah.
sometimes, but
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure she's not too mad about it. So how many rounds did you end up shooting? Because 85, percent of your time, that's a lot more than I would have guessed, given that you have kind of a relatively large ammo budget.
I actually don't have as large of an ammo budget as I wish. This year I went through about 9,000 rounds of shotgun.
Wow.
And
Wow. I would be done at like 1,000, dude.
my shoulder hurts.
Okay,
That's 9,000 rounds, mostly in matches.
that's fair.
Yeah,
I
so
thought you
that's
meant like in a month.
no. No, the month leading up
Okay,
to IFSC, I think I went through about 1,300 rounds.
so that's pretty good. That's a solid practice schedule, though.
Yeah, I went through, it was 9,000 rounds throughout the entire year, starting in January till right now.
Okay. What round do you shoot normally for practice? Is it same as your match rounds?
No, I'm usually running just the Top Gun, Federal Top
Okay.
Gun. It's cheaper. I can get, I'm not worried about it. For practice, it works fine. It's a little bit softer hull, so I won't run in matches, but it works
Right.
perfectly fine for practice. And if I have a malfunction with it in practice, it's not that big of a deal because it just gives me the opportunity to practice clearing guns.
Okay. And you're
And then when
using
I go to,
the, sorry, go ahead.
oh, then when I go to matches, I'm using the action shot gel.
Okay. So that, I mean, that stuff I've heard from a whole bunch of people, but what makes that so special? Because it seems to be freaking magic.
So, the guys from Dissident, a couple of the guys from Vortex, Josh Frelick, they all went down to Federal and asked them if they could help them build a shell design specifically for box feds, and that's what they did. So, after some testing, they found out that the problem was where the shell fed into the chamber in the magazines, they deform and get egg shaped. So, Federal went in and they actually put a shot wad disc in there. Like they do with their buckshot, and that made it a lot more
Right.
rigid, and now it runs extremely well.
Okay. So for people that haven't loaded like a mag fed shotgun, when you're loading the mags, You get like 25 rounds in the mag, and it is like crushing the shot shells. So there's a lot of spring pressure on pretty much any other shot shell. Unless it has like that front supported, you're going to deform the front of the shell. So on like tube fed guns, doesn't matter. But on your box fed, where it has to be fed forward into the chamber like that, and the chamber is relatively like tight and it's a narrow shot, it can make a big difference. So open guns have come a long way since I started. I think Mike and Lan were originally shooting tube guns when I first shot with them, but I think Mike had his Red Saiga, and they have come a long way since then.
Yes. Yeah, there's been a lot of improvements made in the last few years with the box feds, and it's really neat to see where they've came.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time to be shooting open because the open guns work. You don't have to kind of like do the voodoo prayer that like, all right, I'm up by like 5 points if this shotgun just doesn't match. Oh goodness. So IPSC matches, right? There's a lot more, I would say, technical movement, and you kind of have to color in the lines where we, like three gun, we can run around, we can find a fun position. How much do you think general athleticism comes into play in IPSC shotgun, and then I guess three gun in general?
I'd say for IPSC, the big thing is being having that ability of being explosive, because they're
Okay.
short courses, but they're, like you said, they're technical, they're tight, so it's not a there's not a lot of shooting on the move. So I
Okay.
probably, out of the 30 stages, I probably took 20 targets on the move.
Really?
Yeah, the rest of them were get to a position, take as many shots as you can. You might be able to kind of stutter step in there, or kind of just do a
Yeah.
float step, but it wasn't a lot of shooting on the move like I'm used to. So that was a big change for me.
Right. I mean, because three gun, I think I've heard several top shooters say if you ever stop moving your feet, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
So I
Did
think
you change
being at
up
the.
your
Oh, go ahead.
exercise plans or anything for that to account for like the difference in kind of movement style?
I spent quite a bit of time trying to work on footwork and do a little bit of the explosive movement. This year, I didn't really have a set training schedule, unfortunately. I've always been kind of active. I'm country kid, so it's out splitting wood or help my grandpa
Right.
pound fence posts or whatever it needs to be. I'm actually starting to work with one of the fellow shooters, Chad Torres. He offered to help me get some training in and do the movement. So I'm
Okay.
looking forward to doing that this year. But most of my training was kind of just guessing and trying to figure it out with the footwork and work on short, fast movements as quick as I could.
Okay, very cool. So you've got a coach for next year. When you say like general athleticism, did you play sports at all? Or has it just been growing up on the farm? Because I mean, like splitting wood, I know how much kind of a cardio that takes after a couple hours, but that is still explosive movement, right?
Yeah,
So
I
any
haven't
sports at all, or just hanging out at the farm?
just working around my grandpa's farm, and
Okay.
my dad runs a machine shop in the garage, so working down there.
Okay.
But I've before competition shooting, I didn't do any sports now.
Okay, nice. What do you think about lives, Greg? I know you've got a couple.
Yep, so John wants to know, what's your one big takeaway from the match?
One big takeaway, probably be that since it is such a different game from three gun, I'm really happy I went this year and got the experience of seeing, like I said, it wasn't as much shooting on the move. Shooting swingers is something we never do in three gun. So just the different targets and figuring out the different game. I think that's going to make a big difference in both three gun and future IPSC matches.
Cool. And then Sean wants to know, who's your favorite heavy metal shooter?
I feel like this could be a trap on both sides, but Sean is local to me, so I might have to go with Sean.
That's fine. You can pick the midget. That's okay.
And then Jake Vibbert asks, can you please give us two off-the-shelf recommendations for sporting shotguns?
The two shotguns I'd look at if you were going to go for your standard tube gun, if you're going to get into three gun, I would say the Benelli M2 has been kind of the golden child for a long time. And then the Stoeger M3K. I know a lot of people that run them having a lot of good luck.
Or excuse me, mine's not an M3K. That wasn't a thing. Mine's an M3000. I've beat the crap out of that gun. Obviously, nowhere near your level of rounds through it, but that has been a very good shooting gun.
Yeah, a buddy of mine from Missouri, Evan Craig, another junior shooter, has run his M3K to the ground and it still runs great.
Yeah, it's not fancy, it's not bougie, it's kind of ugly, but you know, it runs. So we're about at the midpoint of the show. Remember, if you're watching us live on Facebook, ask any questions you may have in the comments section of the video, and we'll ask it live on air. Other ways to catch us, you can always check back to the Shooter's Mindset Facebook page. All videos stay up there forever. And we usually upload to all the podcast apps the night after the show. And then finally, everything eventually ends up on the Shooter's Mindset YouTube page, which is a great place to look up past episodes.
So, kind of switching gears, back to something you talked about earlier, and growing the sport. How do you see three gun growing?
I'd say with trying to think of the right words for this. Really, the big thing is to grow the sport. I think just everybody needs to remember to be open and helpful. I mean, I don't know if I would have came back if it wouldn't have been for the first match I went to. Everybody was super helpful. And like I said, some of the pros that have been shooting for 5 years that were going and winning matches were there helping me figure out the game. And just understanding that not everybody's at a different level. Some
Right.
people are trying to figure out if they want to get into shooting at all, and other people have been shooting for a long time and just want to now refine it in competition. So being understanding of knowing, trying to figure out what level people are at and how far they want to take it. If do they want to start doing this as to be competitive, or do they want to do this to have fun on the weekend with a bunch of friends, or a mixture of both?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Greg, you have a first like three gun match story, right?
I do.
Yeah, sure. Shotgun match, three gun match.
Oh, you're talking about like my experience at the first. I thought I was like, what story do I have?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
Like
like,
you remember it.
So my first match was a USPSA match. And I remember it very clearly of showing up and just being, you know, very, very timid, and by the end of it, having like a big group of friends, and that group of friends stuck together for many, many years.
Yeah. And like my first three gun match was with Mike and Lan when they were putting on their matches. And I distinctly remember two things. One, loading a PMAG to 32, which is great for a reload. And two, running all the way across the stage and then all the way back for a target I forgot. But I mean, there were guys there that have been doing it for a couple of years and they, you know, gave me a couple tips like, hey, don't fill the PMAG that full, dummy. And then, like, maybe you should shoot all the targets from one position before you leave. But I mean, to your point, Varick, being good ambassadors of the sport and passing on like that knowledge so other people have fun, regardless of skill level, I think that's spot on with it, how you can grow the sport.
So at World Shoots, do you have a favorite stage and a least favorite stage?
I don't have a specific favorite stage, but I'd say probably my favorite style of stages were the long courses. Just because that's the most similar to what I've done before, and that allowed you to be a little bit more generous on how you wanted to run it for footwork. It wasn't there's one stage plan that you kind of have to run. You could break it down. There's two or three different ways to run the stage depending on how you liked to shoot. So I'd say in general, the long courses were my favorite. And I don't know if I really had a least favorite. they all had their own individual challenges that made them fun.
Very cool.
Cool. So where do you go from here?
I'm going to train up and do my best to be on the team for the 2026 IPSC Shotgun World Shoot in Greece. This year, I'm trying to do the IPSC Rifle World Shoot in Finland. And finishing up this year for the 2023 IPSC Shotgun World Shoot. This was one of the last hurdles that they had to cross to make IPSC Shotgun an Olympic sport. So in the
Really?
2028 Olympic in Los Angeles, it's going to be open. So my goals are to continue to shoot shotgun and try and get on the Olympic team.
Oh, that'd be super cool.
I did not know that. That is
I
really
didn't know that either. That's wild.
yeah, that just like made my night.
So do you think having, well, obviously having done well, but having even competed in an IPSC style match, you know, the shotgun match, do you think that gives you an advantage in the rifle match coming up?
I'd say it'll give me some understanding of the rules. Obviously, the way they set up shotgun stages are going to be very different from rifle just because you can do
Sure.
a lot different with both of them. But I think it'll definitely give you some advantage just understanding the rules and some of the concepts and the general layout of how they like to build the parameters of a match.
Okay. Are you excited about
I'm very excited about it.
it?
I like shooting
So,
stuff, so.
yeah, oh, really? Okay. One I think nice thing, I know a little bit about you, and I know you love spicy food, but I think Finland might have a little bit better food than Thailand for you, buddy.
Thailand was good. I was just very cautious of where I ate.
That's fair. I've also had friends that went to Thailand. We were talking a little bit before the show. I might personally have, you know, eaten a little bit more wild stuff, but that's okay. You can't argue with a win, right?
Yep.
See, I think I'm a big foodie, and like I totally understand your whole like I'm flying across the world to compete in this match. I want to do really good, and I don't want to like die of food poisoning. I would have scheduled like 2 days after and just ate like all of the food and then went home and died.
Oh, that's a great way to do it. That plane ride home, though, Greg.
Oh
Oh, are you going to
no.
shoot any pistol matches?
Yeah, I intend to continue to shoot pistol matches. I'm going to try and get as much shooting as I can this year. Obviously, I'm going to be focusing more towards rifle, but I'm still going to be shooting multi-gun, so I'm going to still spend time on pistol and shotgun. Try and get some of the local USPSA matches and just outlaw pistol matches we have. I don't think I'll be able to make a lot of the big pistol matches this year just because of overlap, but I'm going to try and hit some of the local ones that they got going on.
Do your local matches allow you to do PCC and the pistol division?
I'm not sure. I don't have a PCC, so I haven't looked into it that far.
You don't have a what?
I don't shoot PCC.
Oh, really? Okay. Would you like to? It's very similar to rifles.
9mm was expensive as it is right now, and I don't want to go through more of it.
That's fair.
Well, I'd like to go through more of it, but I think I'm going to put it to my pistol.
Do you have, so are you, I guess this is kind of getting into IPSC rifle, but do you have a 22 trainer set up?
Yep. Yeah, I do have a
Okay.
22 trainer set up very similar to my 3-gun rifle.
Okay. What do you use for the rifle and 3-gun, and what's the 22?
For 3-gun, I use a JP SCI20 18-inch barrel,
Okay.
and my 22 trainer is the JP 22 conversion upper for trying to remember the exact model number. It's the older one they have. It's not their new precision one. It's the match
Okay.
grade one.
Yep. Yep. The JP15-22 or something. So
Yep,
you
that's it.
18-inch barrel on that too, or do you have it shoulder?
18-inch. I try to set
Okay,
up as
shoulder.
similar as I could to my competition rifle.
Nice. What shotgun did you run since
I
we
ran
finally got into that?
the Dissident KL-12.
Okay. And how was that one set up? And did you have a like a secondary or a backup for that?
Yeah, so mine was I ran the 19-inch Dissonant KL12, ran JP handguard.
Okay.
Other than that, it's pretty much the standard way that they ship them out. I did have a backup set up almost identical. It was actually a buddy's of
Okay.
mine because my backup, I'm having my backup built right now. We're
Okay.
placing an order for my backup built now, so.
Nice, nice. So the 19 inch, that's the one that has kind of the internal chokes, but you can take everything off to clean it, right?
Yes.
Okay, because they also make another fun one that's a non-NFA item, but it's a short gun.
Yep.
Think Reuben
14.
shoots one of those.
Yep, the 14-inch pin and welded.
Those are kind of fun with spicy loads, huh?
Yeah, a lot
So,
of people locally run those. I went with the longer barrel just because it was similar to my rifle, and I wanted to try and keep them the as close as I possibly could.
yeah. I think shooting an 18-inch gun and kind of being around the same size you are, they shoot so much softer. And I don't want to say softer, but less rowdy because the comp's a little bit further away. But so I guess really quickly, you shoot a dissonant shotgun. What red dot are you running on that?
Run the Vortex Razor 6 MOA dot.
Okay. Do you run an offset as well, or is that not
Yes.
needed in shotgun? Oh, you
I run an
did.
offset as well. Some people don't. I like to run it just for getting around barricades and having a backup in case something awful goes wrong.
Okay, so it's not just for Instagram asking why you have two red dots.
Yeah.
How often
Got
do you
two
get that
eyes. I need
question?
two dots.
Greg, if I could reply that on Instagram with that voice, I would. Oh, how often do you get that question now?
Not too much on social media. Every now and then on the range, I get it. Probably about
Okay.
once every other, or once every third match.
Okay. And then ammo, you said you were using Top Gun for practice and action shotgun for matches.
Yep.
Do you have a preference on shot size?
I like 7.5 shot.
Okay.
It
And then
still is
what,
good for aerial clays.
really?
Yep, still good for aerial clays, but you still get enough larger pellets to knock down heavy steel. And in the north, we use the pipes that everybody hates, so don't want to
I
go much
love
lighter than
those
that.
pipes. Dude, those pipes were great pipes. Okay, so for people that don't know, you've got pipes about that tall, like a little bit inch or so bigger than my hand, right? But they're different gauges, right? So the thickness of the steel is different. So you have to go out and in your stage walk, you have to find that really thick, heavy gauge pipe, right?
Yep, and you choke for that one.
Yes, and you choke for that one, which, if you take Kurt Miller's advice and just leave one choke in the whole time, it's light mod.
Up here in Minnesota, light mod is pretty much a standard for most people running a 26 or 24-inch Benelli. For me, with the KL12, I usually run modified choke just because I'm losing a little bit of choke with the 19-inch barrel. But
So I guess that's just, shorter barrel, you've got the compensator. It seems like every open gun, you just choke one up and you're solid. Cool. What model hat is that for people wondering?
it's Cody James, and I don't know the exact model, but it's a cattleman's pinch, if that helps.
It definitely does. Oh, my reply is usually it's a white hat and it's cool in the summertime. Oh, goodness. Greg, do you want to get lives or do you want me to get this one? All right. So we've got Dave wants to know what kind of pressure you feel to perform on a world stage.
Truthfully, I went into it and I was just treating each stage as if they were a local match stage. I find it,
Really?
I shoot the best when I'm having fun, and as long as I don't, the only pressure I get is when I put it on myself.
Okay.
So the more I treat it like a local match, it and realistically, it was a local match. It was five local matches in a row. It
Okay,
was,
by that you mean like six stages a day?
yep, six stages a day,
Okay.
three long, two medium, one, I mean, three short, two medium, one long, each day
Gotcha.
for 5 days in a row. So each day I treated it as if it was another local match and just tried to have fun with the friends I had there and try not to realize I was in Thailand shooting.
Yeah, right. That sounds awesome though. Like five straight days of shooting.
It was a ton of fun.
So I guess IPSC, they do zones, right? So if you have five different zones of six stages, that's how they can do the 3-2-1 all together.
Yep.
Okay. And you normally get a day off, right?
So this year they took away the day off. I'm not exactly sure what the reason was, but I was actually really happy that they did that because I
For sure.
like, throughout a match, I usually get better. I get more consistent. I understand the pace that the match requires.
Okay.
So I really like not having a day off in the middle of that.
Yeah. And you're also young and you don't really need to recover all that much.
I will say the day after the match, I was completely fried.
I don't doubt it. I mean, you still won, though. How was the award ceremony?
Award ceremony was really cool. I think it ran for nearly 5 hours, and
Okay.
they had
They didn't
provided dinner.
plenty of food. They didn't run out.
Yeah, there's plenty of food. It
Oh,
was really cool. They had some traditional Thai demonstrations that they did as
really?
kind of intermission points. So that was really, it was really cool. Getting to see all everybody from around the world kind of in one building was neat to get to talk to everybody. So that was fun.
Okay. Cool.
So Sean wants to know how much for an autographed hat?
We can work that out afterwards. Private message me.
He's counting how many hats I own. All right.
I'm sure we can work something out.
Well, unless you got something else, Corey, I think we're good on lives and we can wrap this one down to shout outs.
We're good on lives. You already broke my heart with telling Sean he was your favorite heavy shooter.
So, this is a part where generally me and Corey are freaking out trying to see who Jen's going to go to first for shout outs. But since I'm being Jen, Corey, who do you have for shout outs?
It's so nice knowing who's first. Just like one time, I want to know who's going first. So I've got Texas Precision Matches for my dream job, WeBad for the sweet shirt, JP for amazing rifles, Federal for primers, Vortex Optics for things that I'm not worried about breaking, Hunter's HD Gold for the fitch and shades, and Ben Stoker Pro Shop for the discount codes.
All right, very, who do you got? Shout out.
First, I'd like to shout out my parents because I couldn't get to any of these matches without them. They're always my biggest supporters, and they've helped me get started from the kid that had no idea what he was doing to shooting here now and getting to go to Thailand. And then I've got Atlas Gunworks that helped me with pistols. CP Rifles, Brian Whalen, tell me do some precision trainings that I think are going to come in really helpful for IPSC rifle. Dissident Arms, obviously, I think they build the best open shotguns in the game right now, and they're awesome guys. They're in the community, always helping out. Federal, they came out, they built some awesome ammo, and this year they came out with the action shot shell that, for such a small community, they did a lot of work to make an awesome round. Generation 3 Gun helps juniors compete in major 3 gun matches all across the country. JP Rifles, like you said, makes some awesome rifles. that I use for both three gun, long range, and hopefully IPSC rifle this year. Memorial three gun. They're an awesome foundation. I'd recommend everybody go check them out, helping out Gold Star families. Timber Creek Outdoors helps me get some pretty neat parts that I put on my rifle. And Vortex Optics make some of the best rifle scopes out there, and they're at every single match I've been to this year. And they're a huge part in helping me with getting to, they cover some of the travel expenses for World Shoot, which was just awesome. Took a lot of weight off mine and my family's shoulders.
That is,
yeah, very, they're the best.
Sounds like you got quite the team backing you to your world championships. Well,
yes.
I just wanted to thank you, our world champion, for taking some time to chat with Corey and I, just mere peasants compared to your world championess.
We are not worthy.
But we really do appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. And we look forward to, you know, maybe having you on again next time you win a world championship.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Yep. And with that, this is a wrap for episode 427. And I think next week is Christmas. So you probably won't see us next week. Maybe the week after that. But we'll see you guys on the next one.